We knew coming into this game that Chicago was a defense full of pride. You have a bunch of guys on that defense who've established themselves in this league, and we knew that it was going to be a challenge for us. We knew that they were going to play with a lot of pride. They've been receiving a lot of heat for the past couple of weeks, so we knew that they were playing with the chip on their shoulders. So you know, we just have to do a better job of finding that consistency and playing better on the road.
Teddy, the last drive seemed like you kind of were steadily moving down the field a little bit, short passes, and then you kind of went for it all and threw the interception. Why maybe the change of philosophy in the drive, and then what happened on the interception?
Well, you know, in that situation, I think our guys did a great job of getting the calls, you know, communicating the calls across the board. And you know, like you said, started out getting the completions underneath the coverage. And for some reason, I just felt that we wanted to take a shot down the field. And we called the play that we wanted to take a shot down the field. I threw it up there for our guy to have a chance. And Charles, he made a great effort of trying to come down with the catch and trying to distract the defender. But, you know, we didn't get the results that we wanted.
Did they throw you some different looks? Did the offense looked out of sorts kind of most of the day? Did they give you different fronts or different something that you weren't expecting?
They did some things different, but we know that we can play better. We didn't do enough to win this game today offensively, especially we have to just have more consistency playing on the road, and we have to start faster. But, you know, it's one of those decisions where you have two guys going up, you know, deep down the field, and you're hoping that the safety splits those guys and you throw it up there, give your guy a chance to come down with the catch.
Why you were anticipating to track forward or be kind
of yeah, that's one of those deals where you know, anticipate him going inside with Chase. Or if he would have stayed outside, I could have threw the ball inside to Chase. But the linebacker carried Chase up the seam. So I think I could have did a better job of understanding the situation. I could have got the ball down to Adam Thielen. He was running across the field on a drag route. Or I could have threw the ball to Jarek and gave him a chance and probably could have lined back up the next play, spiked the ball, and had another chance to take a shot at the end zone.
How sure are you of how much time you had left?
I wasn't sure at all. You know, it was tough trying to communicate the time and trying to call a play at the same time when we're working against the time. So it was one of those deals where, you know, we just had to go out there and execute the calls and, you know, trust that whenever it was time to spike the ball that the coaches would tell us when. So, you know, like I said, I could have did a better job, could have got the ball to Jarek and been able to spike the ball the next play.
Do you know how much time was left when you threw that last pass?
I didn't. But, like I said, I have to understand the situation. It's second and three, and I could give our guy a chance underneath the coverage. He could run for a couple more yards, then we could spike the ball.
When was the last game you played where you could see a clock?
It was the first time, you know. But, you know, we have to continue to just overcome adversity, fight through the ups and downs in the game, and try to come out on top.
Was there any particular reason you guys couldn't run the ball very well today?
I think we started out running the ball pretty well. Jarek, he did a great job of running the ball today. And, you know, it was just one of those deals where our backs were against the wall a little, so we had to come out and try to do some different things. We had some success running the ball early in the game. Jarek hit a big run, so we knew that Chicago was going to be expecting a run. And we tried to get the passing game going. And, you know, we're going to continue to find different ways to get the run game going and the passing game going.
Why weren't you guys able to get into a rhythm? I know you started out. Got 10 points early, the fake punt helped. But why weren't you able to kind of keep that rhythm going throughout?
You know, that's one of those deals where we'll come back and we'll discuss what happened tomorrow, you know, when we have meetings and everything and find out what the deal was. I know that we can play much better. And like I said, we didn't do enough to win this game. But, you know, whether it's in the run game or the passing game, we have to come out much faster and continue to just make the other team press.
Much was made of this being your first so-called cold weather game. I know it wasn't bitter cold out there, but how was the cold out there for you?
I felt pretty good. You know, the sidelines were warm, so whenever I was on the field, you know, it wasn't too cold. But, no, the weather isn't an issue. Like I said, it was fun playing in my first snow game. You know, as a little child, you dream of playing in the snow. But, you know, we didn't get the results that we wanted today, and that's what's important. You know, Coach Turner, he's doing a great job of calling the plays that we're comfortable running. And we just have to continue to do a great job of spacing up. I have to do a great job of getting the ball out of my hands. You know, as you can see, when we get the ball to those guys on the edge, whether it's Cordaro or Charles Johnson, you know, those guys can make plays for this team. So we're going to continue to find different ways to get the ball out faster and allow those guys to make plays.
You have the ball very often. You had the ball about 20 minutes today. Is it tough to get into a rhythm when you're not in the field very much?
Yeah, it's somewhat tough to get in that rhythm, but at the same time, you have to work with what you have. And you know, there are going to be some games where we don't have many possessions, so we have to make the best of each drive, and we have to finish each drive. And today, it was one of those days where we weren't on the field very long, but we have to capitalize when we do have a chance, you know, to go down and score.
Is that about checking down to a second, third receiver for you when you talk about getting in the rhythm, or what is it?
Excuse me.
Is it like checking down to your second, third receiver more often, or is there any one thing that you want to do differently?
Yeah, it could be that, but I just try to give those guys a chance to make plays. And like you said, whether it is checking down to a second option or a third option, it does give me rhythm because, you know, no matter what form or shape the completion come, as long as we're getting completion, we're moving the sticks and, you know, giving our guys and our team a chance to go down and score.
We've talked about your ups and downs as a rookie. How would you kind of summarize your overall play today and the education of a rookie?
I think the effort was good. You know, the results could have been better, but like I said, Chicago is a prideful defense. We know that they have a bunch of guys established themselves in this league over the past year. So we know that it was going to be a challenge coming into this game today. So for me, you know, I can't grade myself right now. I have to go back, watch the film, discuss everything with the coaches, and, you know, move on and get ready for next week.